With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Mary Whiteford ran for State House in the 80th District last year. She lost the Republican primary to Cindy Gamrat, who then won the general election, but was expelled from the House last month. A special primary is being held next week to determine the Republican nominee to fill the vacancy in the 80th District, which includes Allegan County. Eight Republicans are on the ballot, including Cindy Gamrat and Mary Whiteford, who joins us now. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Gordon, and good morning, West Michigan.
Let's have you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running again for State House.
Okay. Well, I'm a former pediatric emergency nurse. I've owned a business with my husband for 18 years, and I've volunteered in the community on city commissions, for schools. I'm on the Michigan Women's Commission, helping with human trafficking awareness and veterans issues. And then I'm also on my mental health board because there's so many issues that we face in the correction system and just in our communities with community mental health. And I'm trying to figure out how we can make it more accessible so that people get the help that they need before they do bad things.
So you were on
the I've done all these different things. So now that this seat is open, it's a great way for me to apply all of my life experiences to be an effective representative for the people of Allegan County.
So you were on the ballot last year, as I mentioned, in the primary, and voters chose Cindy Gamrat. Why do you think that voters would make a different choice now and make you the Republican nominee? Because they do have some other choices, even if they've decided that Cindy Gamrat is not the person they want to send back to Lansing.
Right. Well, when I did run last year, I knocked on about 6,500 doors all over the county, was up and down every street. I'm finding that people who I had met up with last year, they remember me, and they know I hung in there. And I'm finding a lot of support from those people, especially the ones who already voted for me. And I had about 30% of the vote back then. So I figured that's kind of my base to start with, and just reconnecting, and they know that I've stuck in there, and I guess that's a really important thing. They know that I just didn't fade away. I've stuck, and I've stayed a part of our county and getting on the different commissions, and it's been nice. It's been really nice because people seem to respect the fact that I'm still there, still willing to put myself out there because this is a big thing. You know, I'm just a nurse. I'm just a mom and a grandma. But I feel like I can make a difference. And people are really nice about that and supportive and praying for me and thanking me for getting out there. So I think that I should have a really good draw from the people of Allegan County to vote on Tuesday. I'm hoping and praying.
If you are ultimately elected to the State House, what sort of package could you support for road funding in Michigan?
Well, so much of our county is poor, and public transportation is, I mean, it's not like Kalamazoo. It's not like a city where there's buses everywhere. People have to have a car if they're going to work. I am against any fees added on to registration. I think that they'll go without feeding their children. And for example, even though the economy is picking up, the rate of poverty in my county is rising, and that's a real, real problem. So I can't do this to the people of this county has raised that the fees at all.
Gas tax?
I would love for them to say, look, every year, even though we've been throwing out the extra money to roads, well, let's define it. Let's at least start out with saying, hey, here's $500 million. It's designated just for roads. Or here's $600 million. And as the economy improves, hopefully it keeps improving, then keep raising that every year. I think that would be the most prudent way to address this issue.
Could you support any increase in the gas tax?
At this point, I can't because it's still the child poverty and the amount of poverty in my county. I just can't do that to my neighbors and the people. So I just think our best bet is just to be more frugal about the whole perspective on this.
Cindy Gamrat has said that the voters should ultimately decide this. That's why she decided to run again. When I interviewed our state representative here in Kalamazoo, John Hoadley, as this scandal was breaking, he was a holdout for the whole idea of expulsion and said that he would prefer to see the voters decide it. But he said one of the problems is that it is now tougher to recall a lawmaker. based on what you've seen from this scandal involving Cindy Gamrat and Todd Corser, should that be revisited, and should we look at the idea that maybe it should be a little easier for citizens if they so decide to start a recall process against their lawmaker?
Well, what's interesting is before this whole thing even broke out, people all over the county were complaining that she wasn't there. She didn't go to meetings. She didn't answer calls. People went to Lansing to meet her, and she wasn't there. People were talking about recall even before this whole scandal broke out. And so many people said, hey, we wouldn't even be able to recall her because she'd have to be on the ballot. So, I think this recall issue should be revisited for sure. The constituents of an area should have the opportunity to recall someone that they feel is ineffective and not doing the job that they were hired to do.
There's a lot of rumbling in Lansing that if Cindy Gamrat and or Todd Corser are elected in these special elections in March, that they may not be seated. If you win this election in the 80th District and Todd Corser is elected to represent the Lapeer area for his district or former district at this point, would you vote to seat him in the State House?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Why not? You got about 30 seconds.
Why? This whole scandal, they admitted to using taxpayer money. It's just reprehensible what happened and how these two legislators represented their districts. So, no, I couldn't.
Mary Whiteford, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gordon. You have a wonderful day.
Mary Whiteford is one of eight Republicans on the ballot in the 80th State House District, which includes Allegan County. A special Republican primary is being held on Tuesday to determine the party's nominee for the vacancy in that district. The special general election will be held in March. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.